then after Amukha has manifest, straight away we'll be going to Devsuti, okay? So one by one. Arush, Diya and Natasha, one by one stanzas we will be singing, okay? Okay. We'll join our hands, close our eyes. Ramo Arhantaram, Ramo Siddharam, Namo Ariyadam, Namo Vachayadam, Ramo Lo Safsahuram. Yeah, Devstuti. Arush.
Of attachment, unseen our well-being preacher, let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by knowledge, son, fulfill prayer.
May we be kind to all souls and never speak the untruth. May we never do stealing. May we all practice celibacy.
Let not raise our pride and greed. May we drink satisfaction nectar. May we always keep serving our Jain religion so divine.
May we eliminate bad practices and spread good pleasing deeds. May we live happily with others, propagating our trumpet religion.
In rich joys and gloomy sorrows, as mountains may we stay composed. May we always get the path of righteousness concentrating on our soul.
May we destroy 8 karmas that lead to unhappiness in the world. May we keep uttering your name, O Lord, that destroys all troubles.
May our souls remain untainted, deprived of the dust of all sins. Let true knowledge of ourselves grow within the religious education.
Standing on our feet with joined hands, we worship thee, O dear Lord, and pray that all our hopes be fulfilled, we attain ourselves.
O God, devoid of attachments, omniscient our well-being preacher, let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by knowledge and fulfill prayer.
Perfect. See, we have only 8 slides which are different and the 9th slide is repeating. So we have to only learn 8 stanzas in this poem. So it's very small. We'll learn it in definitely in the next week. We all will be learning it, okay? Fine. Okay, so in the last class we learnt about our first Tirthankar, who is Adinath Bhagwan, and the last Tirthankar, who is Vardhaman or Mahavir Bhagwan. Who will tell me in short about Adinath Bhagwan? Natasha, will you tell us about Adinath Bhagwan? Whatever you know about him.
Your last class.
Oh, okay. Arush, will you tell Natasha what was there in last class, what we learned about Adinath Bhagwan?
Adinath Bhagwan, we learned about Adinath Bhagwan that...
Where did he take birth? What was his name at, what did they give him as name when he took birth? What is the name of his parents, wives, children? From where did he go to moksha? We learnt all this, right? We did it in play. It wasn't a play that we do. Yeah.
His parents are...
Yeah.
His parents... Queen Naviraya and Maru Devi, the queen, are Adinath's parents.
Yeah, excellent. Very good. Nabiraya and Maru Devi. So Nabiraya was his father and Maru Devi was his mother. Very good. King Nabiraya. Yeah. What else? Anything you remember? I'm not asking in a sequence. Whatever comes to mind, just speak it.
He had 2 wives.
Very good.
Nanda and Sunanda.
Excellent. Very good.
Nanda bore 100 sons. But Nanda bore Bahubali and a daughter, Sundari.
Very good. And in 100 sons of Nanda, who was the main, like? Yeah, that is Bharat Chakravarti. So Bharat was the name, Bharat including Bharat, and there was one daughter, Brahmi. Okay, very good. So he had two wives, Nanda and Sunanda. The first Nanda bore 100 sons, including Bharat Chakravarti, and she has one daughter as well, Brahmi. Second wife Sunanda had Bahubali and Sundari, the daughter. Very good. So we have this. Where did he take birth? Do you know the place?
Ayodhya.
So not looking at the script, right? You are just saying because you remember. Correct, Arush? You're not cheating, right? You're not looking at... Yeah, okay, very good. Okay, so you took birth at Ayodhya. Okay, rest of the things we are going to be telling Natasha. Dia, what else about Adinath Bhagwan? From where did he get moksha? Who gave him ahar? Why did he take Diksha?
Can you please repeat what you said?
Yeah, I said that Arush stopped about Adinath Bhagwan. Do you have anything to add to it or whatever, anything else you know about him? About why did he take Diksha? How did he get Vairagya? From where did he go to Moksha? Yeah, very good. Say.
He got Vairagya. He got,
Okay. Leave it. Don't say Vairagya. He took Diksha because?
Vairagya. Died.
Oh, who died? Sorry.
When Niranjana passed away.
Nilanjana. Okay. So who was Nilanjana? What was she doing?
She was dancing.
Oh, okay. So Niranjana was dancing and she died and saw him, Indra, he just replaced her instantly. So nobody could know about her death. But Rishabhdev King had, three gyans, three types of gyans. So he just, it was very apparent to his eyes that she died and she was replaced. And he started thinking about the inconsistency that this world has, the temporariness this world has, and he took Diksha. Okay, so after Diksha, he got to eat anything or not? After Diksha, what happens?
For 6 months, he was doing tap.
Very good.
The next 6 months, he was trying to find food, but he couldn't. And finally...
Wait. See, when we say that he is going to take ahar, we do not say that he was trying to find food, okay? Because our Muniraj, our monks, Jain Sadhu Parameshris, they do not ask or beg for food, okay? They just go for ahar. If someone is willing and if someone is actually, doing all the rituals of giving ahar, then only they take it. Otherwise, they don't take it. They only take it when you give them with the proper ritual. So it's not they who are in need of ahar. It's us who are in need of offering them ahar. Okay, so he was not finding ahar. He wasn't finding food. He was just going for ahar, but he did not get anything because nobody knew how to give ahar because he was the first monk at this time. He is first Tirthankara, right? So he has started all this. So nobody knew how to give ahar to Muniraj. So now for next 6 months, he did not get ahar. And then what happened to you? Hello, Dia.
And then King Shyam's sugar cane juice for the first time.
Oh, so how did King Shreyans know about this, how to give ahar? Did somebody give him dreams about giving ahar?
I don't know.
Yeah, Dev, the soldier man is Dev, so one of the Dev gave him the dream about how to give ahar in the night, and when he woke up, he realized, oh, this is the way we should give ahar to Bhagwan, and the next morning, he gave ahar to Adinath Bhagwan. So he, Devas gave him the dream because at that time nobody knew how to give ahar. People were offering their daughters to marry, their sisters to get married with Adinath, Muniraj Adinath. They were offering him wealth, they were offering him kingdom, they were offering him good clothes, but nobody was offering him ahar. And even if somebody was offering him food, it was not properly like in the process, like they will tell him to come to their home, they will, you know, wash their feet. So there is a ritual that is to be performed. So Devas gave this dream to King Shreyans, and King Shreyans came to know about the process. And when he came to know about the process, in the next morning, he gave ahar to Adinath Bhagwan. And when the ahar is complete, okay, there are five wonders that happen. There is the rain of scented water. So there is a rain, there are, you know, instruments that Devas play. You know the instruments, different instruments that Devas play. So there are five kind of different wonders when ahar happens of the Shankar Dev. So those five wonders happen when the ahar was complete, ahar of sugar cane juice. Okay, so up till now, he has taken the ahar. Then what next, Dhiya? Hello, Dhiya, what
next? Since that festival is celebrated as Akshay Tritiya Festival.
Oh, excellent. I forgot about that. So that day when he took ahar is known as Akshay Tritiya, and he's still celebrated. Still, even, you know, those who are not Jain, they celebrate this festival as they treat it like we should buy gold or we should buy new equipments or fridge or TV or cars or homes at this festival. It is very auspicious day. So like everybody believes this day is to be a very special day. Okay, so this is Akshay Tritiya festival. Then next, what happened? From where did he go to moksha?
He went moksha from Mount
Kailash. Very good. From Mount Kailash he went moksha. So, for after taking ahar for 1000 years, he did tapasya, means tap. He practiced his soul and he got the Keval Gyan. When he got the Keval Gyan, there was Samavsharan. When he got the Samavsharan, there was Divvidhvani. He got the Divvidhvani, so everybody knew about the Jainism. So finally, the Jainism in this time period started. Okay, when he got the Keval Gyan. And after like a very long time, when his age was about to complete, he took Nirvana or Moksha from Mount Kailash. So that was all about Adinath Bhagwan. Okay, Natasha?
Yes.
Okay, you learned all. Okay, so we have his birthplace, his parents, his wives, his children. Then why did he take Diksha? Then after how much time he got ahar and by whom and what did he eat in that ahar, and then he got Keval Gyan, and then from where did he go to moksha. This is the basic information we should know about our Bhagwan. Okay, So now let's move towards Vardhman Bhagwan, like Mahavir Bhagwan. Okay, Arjun, are you there? It's still not come? Okay, fine. Fine, so what about King Vardhman? Who will tell me? Sorry. Arush, do you remember anything about King Vardhman? Where did he take birth?
No, nothing.
Okay. I guess we did not discuss it a lot. Mahavir Bhagwan was not there in the last class, right? Okay, you remember his five names? Arush?
Yeah.
Five names of Mahavir Bhagwan, do you remember them? Okay. Natasha, do you remember the five names?
There's Mahavir, Vardhman, Veer, Ativir, and Sanmati.
Excellent. Veer, Ativir, Sanmati, Vardhman, Mahavir. Very good. Okay. Now, any one of you know where did he take birth? Because I have not told you yet, I guess. And it's not in the script even. Anybody know where did Mahavir Bhagwan take birth? Anybody? No one? Okay, I'll tell you. See, in the last class, what we learned is all the Tirthankaras, they take birth in Ayodhya and they go moksha from Sammesh Shikhar. But this time, the time is so bad. It is called Hunda Sarpani Kal. This time period is, this comes after, you know, when infinite period passes, after that, this, the times that we have taken birth in, this time comes. So because of this time, means there is this, you know, unrepaired time, because this time is not good. Adinath Bhagwan, he did take birth in Ayodhya, but he did not go moksha from Shikharji. How many Tirthankaras have gone moksha from Sammesh Shikhar? Anyone? You all have heard about Sammesh Shikhar? Hello? Arush? Have you ever heard about Sammesh Shikhar?
No.
Okay, Shikharji or something?
No.
Madhuvan? You have heard about Shikharji?
I have heard about Shikharji.
Yeah, so Shikharji is nothing but Sammesh Shikhar. Its complete name is Sammedh Shikhar. So we call it Shikharji. Okay, fine. So how many Tirthankaras have gone moksha from Shikharji?
24.
20. How many? 24 or 20?
20.
Exactly. Okay. So the rule is that every Tirthankar will take birth in Ayodhya and go moksha from Shikharji. Therefore, we call Shikharji a Shashwat Tirth Kshetra. It's a permanent Tirth Kshetra. Like we have eternal festivals, it is eternal, you know, Nirvasiddha Kshetra. It is eternal place fixed from where the Tirthankaras of India, I mean, of our world where we are living in. So Tirthankaras taking birth in this world, they'll go to Moksha. Okay, so keep it in mind, like I'll ask you in the next coming quiz, that what is the permanent moksha destination of this space we are living in. It's Chikarji. All the 24 Tirthankaras go moksha from here. And where did they take birth? What is the eternal birthplace of all the Tirthankaras? It is Ayodhya. Ayodhya, they all take birth in. Shikharji, they all take moksha from. Okay? Is it clear? We'll keep it in mind. Fine. But now, since the times are this time, this is this particular time that we have born in, it is not a good time. It has many, you know, bad things happening. Like, our Tirthankar Parshnath, he had Upsarga, right? He had Upsarga. You all know about Parshnath Bhagwan. One of the dev, he actually thrown stone at him, and then therefore he has over his head the snake. Correct? We all know about this, about Parshnath Bhagwan, what happened to him. Hello? Are we all listening or are we all sleeping? Hello? Diya? Diya? Natasha? Are you all awake?
Yes.
Yeah, Arush, awake?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Diya, where are you?
I'm here.
You're here and you're not sleeping, right? See, we have a story coming. I was planning to have a story, but since two of our students are not there, still we'll have a short story. But just we learn about this, because this is very important, okay? So they all take birth in Ayodhya, and they go moksha from Shikharji. But this time, because of time, Parshnath Bhagwan, everybody know about Parshnath Bhagwan, he has a snake over his head. Correct? Why he has a snake over his head? Because while he was doing, you know, while he was a Sadhu Parameshti and he was practicing his soul, one of the dev, a past enemy from his past birth, he came and he started, you know, actually killing him. So it is called Upsarg. So Tirthankar never have Upsarg, but in this time period, Tirthankar actually had a Upsarg. He actually attempted, I mean, he was actually tried to be, you know, killed by somebody. Okay, so therefore, on this time, not all the Tirthankaras that they took birth in Ayodhya. So in the same lines, Mahavir Bhagwan means the Balak Vardhaman or the child Vardhaman, he took birth in Kundalpur. Where did he take birth? Kundalpur. Birthplace of Vardhaman is what? Hello? Say it. Hello, what happened to you while I was speaking? Hello? Are you speaking on a mute phone? Can you all hear me clearly or not? Okay. So, where did he take birth? Vardhaman? Child Vardhaman. Hello. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Where did he take birth? Give me the name, I just told you.
Ayodhya.
Ayodhya, main to in Ayodhya, Adinath Bhagwan ka birth. I'm asking about Vardhaman. Mahavir Bhagwan, he took birth at Kundalpur.
Where?
Kundalpur. Say it again.
Kundalpur.
Yeah, Kundalpur. Excellent. Natasha, Kundalpur. Arush, say Kundalpur.
Kundalpur.
Kundalpur. Excellent. Yeah, Diya, where did he take birth? Diya,
can you Can you please repeat what you said?
Yeah, Vardhman took birth at Kundalpur. Kundalpur is a kingdom where he took birth. Kundalpur. Say it, Kundalpur, repeat the word.
Kundalpur.
Yeah, Kundalpur. 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 Okay, so Mahavi, child Vardhman was born approx 2600 years back. I mean, he is just a history. 2600 years back, he took birth at Kundalpur. Okay. What was his parents' name? It's King Siddhartha and Trishla Devi. Mother is Trishla Devi. Father is King Siddhartha. So Siddhartha and Trishla Devi. Okay, we are not getting it. It's kind of tough. Mahavir Bhagwan's tree is tough, right? Hello? It's sounding tough or something?
No.
Yeah, okay, so 2600 years back, he took birth at Kundalpur. His parents were King Siddhartha and Queen Trishla Devi. Okay? So Siddhartha was his father, the King Siddhartha, and Queen Trishla Devi is his mother. Okay? Okay? Okay, then he has five names that we know about. Now, at the 30 years of age, he took Diksha. Okay, he became Sadhu Parameshwari when he was 30. Okay, when did he take Diksha? When he was 30. And then for 12 years, he practiced his soul. For 12 years. So how long? What is his age? 30 years. After 30 years, he took Diksha. And for further 12 years, he practiced his soul. And then he got the Keval Gyan. So what is his age when he got the Keval Gyan? Simple summation. What?
42.
Yeah, 42. 30 plus 12. So at the age of 42 years, he attained Keval Gyan. When did he become Arhan Parameshwari? At the age of 42. Correct? Hello? Yadiya, correct? 30 years, he took Diksha. For 12 years, he practiced the soul. And at the age of 42, he became Arhan Parameshwari. That is, he attained Keval Gyan. Okay, now for the next 30 years, when he attained Keval Gyan, for the next 30 years, he roamed throughout the country with his Samavsharan. His main Gandhar was Indrabhuti Gautam. Gandhar. Gandhar means the principal translator of his voice. A Tirthankaras, they give Divyadvani in the word Om. They only speak Om. And whoever is there in Samavsharan, they speak automatically in their own languages. So in Samavsharan, do you know that crocodiles, lions, cows, buffaloes, monkeys, they all come in Samavsharan. Do you know that? Hello? At least say yes, please. I feel so awkward otherwise. Okay? Yeah, so you know that in Samavsharan, all the animals who can understand, who can interpret, okay, they also come and they all understand without anyone explaining them. I'm so sorry, I'm feeling that I have cold, so my voice might sound weird, okay? Yeah, so how do you think they understand automatically? Because they do not speak to us. So the voice of the language that in which Bhagwan gave his Vibhradhwani, it's Om. He says only Om, and automatically everybody, whatever, if he is English speaking, he will understand it in English. If he understands Hindi or Gujarati or, you know, any Spanish or Mexican, whatever language he speaks, he'll understand in that language automatically. This is the wonder of the son of Sharan, okay? So, now, but this is so understanding about, the general understanding, but some people still have some questions. So, whom do they ask the questions? So, generally, all the questions get answered automatically, but if they don't understand something, there are Gadhar. These are the principal interpretator of Tirthankar Bhagwan. Okay, like in a class, we have monitors. So, we have any problem. So, we do not generally go directly to the teacher. We at times ask to a monitor as well. So, the Gandhar are the monitors of all the Sadhu Pameshthis. So, he is the head of all the Acharyas, Upadhyayas and Sadhus. And he is the, without Gandhar, Bhagwan do not have Divyadhvani. If there is no Gandhar in his Sam of Sharan, there will be no Divyadhvani. Okay, so who was the Gandhar of Mahavir Bhagwan? What was his name?
Indrabhuti Gautam.
Very good. Gautam Gandhar, we simply call him Gautam Gandhar, or Indrabhuti Gautam is his complete name. Okay, so we now know that he was born in Kundalpur. His parents were Siddharth and Trishla Devi Queen, and then he had five names: Veer, Ativeer, Sanmati, Vardhaman, Mahavir. And then at the age of 30, he became Sadhu Pameshthi. For 12 years, he practiced it soul. And at the age of 42, he attained Keval Gyan. And now for next 30 years, he roamed throughout the country with his Sam of Sharan, giving his Divyadhvani. His Gardhar was Indrabhuti Gautam or Gautam Gardhar. Okay? Now, at the age of 72, means after 30 years, 42 plus 30, at the age of 72, he attained the supreme bliss, means he went to the moksha at Pavapur. Ideally, he should have gone moksha from some Shikhar, but due to the time factor we have discussed about, he went moksha from there, Pavapur. From where did he go to moksha? Yeah, Pavapur. So, at what age did he go to moksha? Tell me. Dia, at what age did he attain the moksha? What's his age when he attained the moksha? Dia? Dia, are you like well? You're not well or what? You're well, right? Hello, Dia, do you have fever or something?
What?
Are you not feeling well? Do you have fever?
No.
No, right? You're feeling sleepy or something? A little bit? Okay, fine. Okay, so we'll make it a little light, okay? Otherwise, you will seriously will fall asleep. Okay, Natasha, tell us, at what age did he get moksha? What was his age when he got moksha?
72.
And Arush, from where he got moksha?
Yes, he got moksha.
Yeah, from where? What is the place? Yeah, it's Pavapur. Excellent. So, Diya, he got moksha from Pavapur at the age of 72 years. So, his total, age was 72 years. And after 72 years, his body got, left behind and he went to the Siddhashila. Okay, fine. So, now simple, tricky questions you have. For how long time Mahavir Bhagwan remained Sadhu Parmeshthi? Who will tell me? Don't give me answer, just say, I will tell. Who knows the answer? For how long was he Sadhu Parameshthi? For how many years was he Sadhu Parameshthi? Oh, nobody. Okay, for how many years was the Arahant Parameshthi? No one, I just told you all. It's just the language of the question I've changed. I mean the terminology. For how many years was the Sadhu Parameshthi? 12. How do you say 12, Natasha? Yeah, why 12?
Because it was between the ages of 30 and 42.
Yeah, he practiced this soul. He took Diksha at the age of 30, and for 12 years he practiced this soul. So means he was not Arahanta for 12 years. So he remained Sadhu Parameshthi for 12 years. Very good. And for how long was he Arahanta Parameshthi? Who will tell now? Now it's very simple. So how long was he Arahanta Parameshthi? No one. Hello. Are for 30 years he went throughout the country with a samavsharan, right? So for 30 years he was Arahanta. For first 30 years he did not take the Diksha. He was at home like us. For next 12 years he was Sadhu Parameshthi. Okay, he took Diksha. And then after 12 years, post 42 years of age, for 30 years, up to 72 years of age, for 30 years he was Arahanta Parameshthi with his samavsharan and his gardar roaming all around the country for his vivvadhani. And at last, at the age of 72, he attained moksha from Pavapur. And that day we still celebrate as Diwali, right? So he got moksha from Diwali, from Pavapur, and the day that we celebrate is as Diwali is nothing but is the day of his moksha. Okay. Hello.
Okay.
Okay, finally it's over or what? No, it's not over. Now what we are going to learn is you all have to open a script of Know Thyself, the script we did. Okay, what we'll do a story here and not the script. When Dil comes, we'll be learning it because it has what Mahavir Bhagwan taught us. So the teachings of the Mahavir Bhagwan that we have to discuss, and it's very important. Okay? Okay, meanwhile, who will tell me the names of sin? Which is the biggest sin? How many sins are there?
Five.
Five. Very good. What are their names?
Stealing, violence, anger. Greediness. Wrong intention.
Okay. Yes, Dia, what are the names? Very good, Arush. What are the names that Arush just said and what are the five names?
Chori, Jhoot, Hinsa, Kushir, and
Parigraha.
Accumulation.
Yeah, accumulation. Very good. So it's हिंसा, झूठ, चोरी, कुशील, परिग्रह और violence, untruth means to lie, falsehood we can say, then stealing, theft, okay, and then wrong intentions, and then accumulation. These are the five sins. My question is, which is the biggest sin of these? In these, which is the biggest one? Which is the worst? Natasha, what do you think?
I think that ahimsa.
Ahimsa is not a sin. Hinsa is a sin. So, hinsa is the biggest sin you are saying. Okay. Arush, what do you think? These all the sins are at par, or there is like one sin is greater than other, or there is other than these five, there is one sin which is the father of all these. What do you say?
I don't know.
What do you think should be the biggest sin?
I don't know.
Okay, Dia, what do you think?
I think all are equal.
All are equal. So there is a sixth sense which is the father of all these, or just five sense and all are equal. Okay, we'll directly come to the story, and then you all think over this week and then give me answer in the next class. Okay. Okay. So what happens? There is this person. His name is Peter. Okay. Or Prakash, or any name from P, fine. So his name is Peter, okay? So this person, he goes to the laundry and gives his clothes for the laundry thing. And the laundry man asks him to collect his clothes tomorrow, like day after. So he said, okay. And at the same date, there is another person whose name is Paul, okay, again from P. Now, in the clothes of Peter, there is a white shirt on the wrist of which a P is written as identification mark, okay. The Paul has the same white shirt, right? It has the same white, he has the same white shirt, but there is no P written, okay. Now, the Paul also come to the laundry shop and says, "Oh, I'll collect my shirt." And he said, "Okay, yours is only one shirt. I'll give you in the evening." The laundry guy says, "Okay." Now, what happens? This Paul guy, he comes in the evening and he collects the shirt. Mistakenly, he gets the shirt of Peter, the white one with the P. Now, this Paul, he's in the next morning, he is wearing a shirt, okay? Now the Peter comes to collect his clothes at the laundry, and what he gets is a shirt which is not his, but it is white. So he goes to his home, he doesn't check it in the laundry, but when he reaches home, he looks around, he takes out his white shirt and he realizes, oh, it's not my shirt. So he goes back to the laundry and he says, "Oh, this is not my shirt. Where's my shirt?" So the laundry guy realizes, oh, he did the mistake. Now he gives him the address of Paul. Okay. Now this Paul is sitting in his office with his shirt, white shirt on, and now this Peter approaches him. Peter says, "This shirt you're wearing, this is not of yours." Paul starts screaming, "What are you saying? Who are you? Why have you come?" He says, "No, listen, this shirt is not yours. The Paul is very angry, okay? He is very angry. He orders his, you know, security to come and get him. How can you say it's not my shirt? I'm wearing it. I got it from, I bought it from the market. It's mine. I have made it, like, I have got it ironed and all. So, he just won't listen. So, he is, what the situation is now, you get it? The Paul is mad at Peter. For what? For the shirt which is not his. Correct? Yes? Hello? Hello? You're getting a situation? Okay,
yes.
And now the Paul is really angry, and Paul is saying it is my shirt. So, Paul's, is it Paul's shirt? Hello?
No.
Is it Paul's? No, it's not Paul's shirt, and he's saying it is mine. So, is he not lying?
Yes.
He is lying. He is being mad at Peter. He's being mad, so he's doing himsa or not? He's doing violence?
No.
No, he's not doing?
He's doing.
Violence is getting mad at anybody is a violence. Whether or not you hit them physically, if you tell them the bad words, you use a slang language, you curse them, it is all false, it all falls under violence. So he is already committing violence by, you know, doing, you know, bad words to Mr. Peter, and then he is telling a lie. Okay, now he got the shirt of another person, he is wearing it. Isn't it like stealing? You got the thing of another and using it without his permission. Correct? Hello?
Yes.
So it's a stealing as well? And he accumulated the stuff of other persons. It is accumulation. So tell me, which pap did he intend to do? Was it his intention that he will steal the shirt of Mr. Peter? Or he will lie about the shirt of Mr. Peter? Or he will do himsa or violence to, he will be violent to Mr. Peter. Did he plant anything like that? Hello?
Yes.
Did he plan? No, he did not plan anything. He gave his shirt to the laundry guy replaced his shirt with the Peter's. And all this situation has started. So Mr. Paul, he had no intentions to do all this. But still he is committing these sins. Okay? Now what happens, this Peter says, wait a minute. He says, security guy, to wait a minute. He just tells Paul, you just look at the wrist of your shirt, there is written a word P. That's my name. Was it there in your shirt? Paul looks at it. And he says, no, I'm sorry, it was not my shirt. And now he starts saying, oh, sorry, it's your shirt. It's your shirt. And I'm sorry, I did trouble to you. Now tell me, now is he committing any sins? Now is he doing, now he's getting mad at, now he's telling a lie?
No.
No. Okay, so now tell me, what made him commit all the sins earlier and what stopped him from doing no sins? It is your homework. Keep it in mind. Did you get my question? Why? Because of what he did all the sins and because of what he is not doing any of the sins all of a sudden. Okay, so this, by this we come to know about what is the biggest sin, okay, which is the next chapter. I'm just giving you the introduction, okay? So this question you need to search about, and I'll be asking you in the next class. You all got my question? My question is, what was wrong initially because of which he was doing all the sins? He was getting mad at him, he was telling a lie, And he actually did stealing. And all of a sudden, why did he stop anything? He started saying sorry. And he started saying that, oh, it's not my shirt. Okay? You all got my question?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, you know about the
root. Oh, no. I don't want to answer at present. You have to think it. You have to make it in your words. And then you'll be telling me that what was the mistake he was committing earlier, because of which this all trouble started. Okay, is it clear to everybody, or do I need to repeat the question? Question is that you have to do the research, that because of what he did all the sins, and what was corrected, with which all his sins disappeared. Okay? Fine. Okay, it's a homework. Please keep it in mind. I'm going to definitely ask you this. Okay, think over it. And someone of you might have to tell all the story to Arjun and Jaimin. So keep it in mind, the story as well. Okay?
Okay.
Chalo, we'll conclude then. It's time is already up. You have any question, you can ask me now or in the next class, whenever you feel like, okay? But do this homework, and you have to learn the four stanzas, Arush of Devstuti, Natasha, Dia, you have to learn at least half of the poem in the next class, okay? So I'll be hearing from you the four stanzas. Very good, thank you. So now, while concluding, we'll do my introduction. Today, Dia will be singing it, and we all will be singing it also, but we'll be on mute mode. Dia will be on the main mic, okay? So you all will mute our phones, our mics, and Dia will sing it for us. And we all will also sing it, but on the mute phones. Yeah, Dia, start.
Pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect bliss, my own throne. No thirst, the hunger reaches my address, no coffer gold is allowed in my fortress. Free from agony and hurt, nowhere to roam. Real exultant and supreme is my home. My name is pure soul. My fame is to know alone.
Continue. Hello, Dia. Dia.
He shall discriminate the self from others, meditate upon our soul and renounce worldly aversion. We shall have the spiritual bliss. My home is full of happiness. My name is pure soul. My fame is to know alone. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect love is my home.
Oh, thank you. Very good. Okay, Jai Jinendra to you all. Remember the homework. We meet next week and we'll be discussing about it, okay? And we have to discuss the teachings of the Mahavir Bhagwan, okay? Those are also very important.
Thank you.
Hey, Chinendra, thank you so much. Thank you.